Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Stevenson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Stevenson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Petroselli reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. K. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. Hansen moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling pinch hits for Jerry Stevenson. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford bunts in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. There goes Jones trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hanson hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch hits for Arnold Early. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ward strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Berry reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. Berry moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.